Heyo, and here we go. Welcome to another episode of We Talk Music. I am your host, Mr. Brett Podcast, and I am truly honored to be joined today by a man who is a fantastic singer. He's been a solo artist, been with Hard Rain, currently sings with Avantasia, but the reason that we're talking to him today is his band Magnum has a new album coming out, which is absolutely amazing. I'll be honest with you, it's called The Serpent Rings. It's out January 17th. Bob Catley, how are you?
Yeah, hello. Well, you've built me up wonderfully there. Thank you, Brett. Cheers. Hello, everybody. Bob here. Yeah, I'm doing good. Thank you. It's I'm really pleased with the album, of course. Anybody would having this quality of album coming out soon. And it's going down good. It's getting some great reviews, like the last one. It's got a lot to live up to. Been the last one did so good, charting so high around Europe and in America it did well as well, which was amazing. So, there's chance for us yet to come over to America and do some interviews and maybe some gigs. But we're working on that one. We haven't got anything set up yet. But it's nice to know there's a lot of interest there. And I'm loving every minute of it, yeah. I'm having a great time. Thank you for asking.
Well, you know, it is great because I did wonder how you could top the last one. And I feel kind of like in the case of the Serpent Rings, like you have. Your work, especially, I mean, it's amazing. I'm going to point out The Great Unknown for me is probably the one track that your voice just stands out so much. I feel like the depth and the emotion in that is just fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love that song. I love them all, actually. Yeah. And we're doing quite a few, and we're doing five on stage for the tour coming up. The Great Unknown, lovely song and lovely melody, great playing. What can I say? Really nice, one of my favourites. I'd say all that. It's my favourite album of everything we've done. But then your latest album is usually your favourite album at the time because you put so much of you into the album. And you sit back and you go, wow, that took a year and a half to do. And it's great to sit back and listen to it as a complete album. And you can appreciate what people can hear for the first time. It's like you've just bought it yourself, like you're one of the fans. And it knocks me out, it blows me away, the way Tony is writing these days and producing. His production techniques are really great, really good. And I'm happy to be part of this wonderful thing called Magnum that we keep churning out every couple of years. And it's great, and people know what they're going to get from the music, I think, by now, and a varied album like they've all been. And we're getting more popular as we carry on. And the older we get and the more albums we make. This is our 21st album now, I think.
I know.
Yeah, and, you know, behave. And nobody does 21 albums. Well, maybe they do. But, so I forgot what I'm talking about. Go on, hit me with a question.
All right. Well, you know, you bring up Tony, and I just, you know, working with him, I mean, you've worked with him for so long that, you know, what is it like to have, like, you must have such a shorthand for being able to kind of work with him and understand what he wants and that kind of thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've worked together for so long, and he's always been very careful not to make me sing something that was against what I believe in, lyrically, or what my voice wouldn't suit. He's never pushed me down that road. He's a very understanding and emotional person, the same as me, I believe. And that's why we get on great, because we empathise with each other, you know. We work in unison, which is great. This is why we've been going for so long, and, you know, we've never had a fallout, and we just like the same things musically, more or less. I mean, I'm not so much a big blues fan as Tony is, but apart from that, I think we agree on everything out there. And it's nice to work with somebody who's understanding and not pushy and not mouthy and just a normal, down-to-earth bloke. And he's lovely to work with, and long may that be. We've gone great. Everybody in the band. We've got a new bass player now, Dennis Ward.
That's right.
Who's American, but he lives in Germany. And he's going to fit in great because he's the same temperament. He's the same nature as us. I've worked with him when I was a solo artist years ago on one of my albums, Immortal Album, and he was the producer on that album. And I was with him for 3 weeks doing the vocals and being with the band for that time. And we got on great. So, you know, it's not hard to get on great with people if you're great people, you know, like a lot of our fans are, and they love our music, and we go on great with them as well. When we can speak to them, when we do a meet and greet, we try to do it as often as we can when it's organised properly, because it can get a bit chaotic out there. Because mm-hmm. people are a lot of people these days, you know, we're not unknown. We're quite well known now, and I think we're getting more recognised as a proper rock band from England. Okay, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because your name first came up to me with Hard Rain, and so then from that point I kind of went in and filled on in the gaps, and you know, honestly, I mean, your voice, I mean, is amazing. It's held up so well, and I mean, the evolution of Magnum is so interesting when you kind of go through it. It's nice that you've got this really strong material that it seems like you've really got a foothold of what Magnum is now.
Hard Rain was short-lived, but that was in between Magnum 1 and Magnum 2, I guess. Magnum has been everything for me since then. It took me a couple of hours to get back into writing for Magnum after the Hard Rain period, which didn't work, wasn't working for me, and I left and I started working with other people to be a solo entity. But Tony called me up one day and said, "Do you want to do a Magnum again?" I went, "Yeah, you bet. Let's do it." I never thought I'd get the call. I thought that was it. It was all over. And we started up again in 2001 and put an album out called Breath of Life in 2002. But it took him a couple of albums to get back to where we were really musically. So he'd forgotten how to do it. How do I write a Magnum album? Because it's not easy. Because Magnum album's very specific and special, and you got to be careful. You know, you can't, because Magnum fans ain't stupid, and they go, "Oh, hang on, that's a proper Magnum album." So the first two albums kind of suffered for that. When he got back into it, he was off on a roll, and he hasn't looked back since. And his direction is great. His foresight is brilliant. He knows exactly what he wants to do. I mean, we used to use record producers in the old days, but not now. We've got Tony, because he's much better. It's much better for knowing he can get out of his brain, his head, better than what somebody else could, which is only fair to them. You know, how would they know? So we have a great record producer called Tony Clarkin now. So it goes. And here we go. We're 21 albums later, and we must be doing something right. We've got a great record label, SPV of Germany, based in Germany, and they do great for us. They're an independent label, but they come across as a major. I mean, the stuff that they get for us and promotion-wise and that is brilliant, and we're really lucky to have SPV behind us. And all our fans worldwide and people like yourself who takes the time to listen to our music and wants to talk about it, it's, we really appreciate that, because it takes a lot, you know, for people to talk about a subject called music. It's because not everybody is into it, but people, music people, it's the best thing you can talk about, I think. And here we are doing it. We're proving the point. Anyway, I'm going on far too long, and I'll let you ask me another question if you want to.
Of course. Well, I'm interested, you know, because, I mean, with 21 albums and all the other work that you've done, like, how is it for you to kind of keep all the songs straight, remember the lyrics and stuff like that?
Yeah, good one. Good question. Yeah, I mean, I forget everything these days, except my memory's crap. It really is rubbish. But people ask me about the old days than me. Lyrics, I mean, I don't know how I retain all these words in my head, but I do. It's a good job I do as well. You can't go on the stage with bits of paper, can you? In fact, I have done once years ago when I didn't know a song, I had somebody standing in front of me with the words written out big. But that only happened once. I think I wasn't really paying attention. I'm better now. I love the word, and there's something better to remember than great lyrics. And it takes me time to get them all in my head. But once I've got them, I don't forget them. You have to you can tell the way you know a song is if you open your mouth and the words come out. If you open your mouth and nothing comes out, then you're in trouble, boy, I tell you, because you don't know the words. And there's been a couple of I've hit a couple of blank spots in my career, I think, over the years. But it's you just fumble through it, and the crowd kind of do it for you because it's pulling you probably off the time.
Yeah.
And they always forgot. You don't know what's coming next. And they just go, "Come on, help me!" And they're very understanding, and they sing the song for you. And I go, "Oh yeah, that's how it goes." And then I come back in. But that doesn't happen all the time, folks. Don't get the wrong idea. That's only happened a couple of times. But you're looking out at people, and if something catches your eye, and you lose focus. You forget what you're doing. It's like you step back and it's like you're in a dream. And it's just me on stage in front of all these people. And it gets a bit weird sometimes. It's like watching somebody else, you know, having like an out-of-body experience. and then you go, "Oh, I forgot the words, damn. Sing it." And they just sing it, and it's brilliant. I mean, you can't get better than that. You can't get an audience, a crowd better than singing what you're supposed to be singing. And then you join in, and they really lift you. I mean, I'm sure if I leapt out into the audience, that they would carry me around it, that they wouldn't drop me. Because they're great people. In fact, I'll try that. I'll put it to the test.
That would be awesome. I'll ask you one more question before my time runs out. I'm interested in like arrangements. When you come into a song, like, what do you try to bring vocally, like that Tony's maybe, you know, you work together to kind of map that what you're looking for? Mm.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he'll give me the lyrics and the melody, of course. And once I get to know it, I say, well, he'll be looking for a word or two, which I maybe help him come up with. And also a slight ad lib on the melody, because he'll put it on guitar for me, so I'll take it home and I'll have the demo at home, and the guitar will be the voice what I've got to sing. And when I've learned it and I've got some lyrics, and I say, "Well, what about doing this with the vocal?" And he'll go, "Yeah, if it's a good idea." He'll go, "Yeah, let's do that. Try that. I might just do something off the top of my head." And he'll go, "Oh, keep that. I like that. Yeah. We can use that," which he hadn't thought of. So I'm good at that. Just little bits, just helping him, you know. But the majority is all done by Tony, of course, all the music and the words. But my input is to sing it the way he wrote it in his head. And he knows when I've got it. And we'll give it a few goes. And it ends up being... There you go. He won't let it go unless it's bang on what he wanted, you know. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to explain it to me. I should know by now. We've worked together that long. And it's not that hard, actually, you know. It's like, you know, we're on the same wavelength, usually. It's very enjoyable to be in the studio, which is most important. You can't, you know, dread going into the studio because it's not hard work. It's great. And you're creating something new all the time, which is brilliant. You know, it's we've still got the passion there. And And you need that after all this time to have that passion still to create new music, not just go out and do a best of.
Yeah.
Which we could do. That would be the easy. That would be the easy way out. But to go out and give people five or six brand new songs, whoa, got this, you know. Then do quite a few of the old ones. That's okay. But, you know, give them some new music. I don't believe in just going round the houses all the time. It's boring, man. You know, tribute this and tribute cover that and forget it. Let's get some original stuff coming out with speakers, you know. You know what I mean? That's how we feel about it. And I think that's why we're still going. Because we're not just going around in circles. We wouldn't be around otherwise. We've had to move on, and we got the right guys in the band to move on with us now, you know. So we've got a brilliant lineup, and I think we can go a long way with this lineup now. And we got some more albums left in us yet. We've only done 21, so we just keep going.
Oh yeah, that's right. I mean, you got to get another 21 in you.
Oh yeah, we'll see.
well,
all right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bob Catley. I truly appreciate talking to you. It's been an absolute blast. The album is Magnum, The Serpent Rings, January 17th, from Steamhammer SPV. I wish you nothing but the best. I think the album is amazing. I've listened to it several times, and I'll listen to it several more within the week. So thank you so much for coming on. All the best.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate what you're saying, Jimmy. Thank you very much. It means a lot to me. And cheers, everybody. Hope you all like the album, and good luck. All right. See you all later.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bob. Bye for now.
Bye-bye, mate.